He was a man who never left his convent, yet was seen on multiple continents. A priest who never preached a single homily, yet converted thousands. A humble friar, yet built an entire hospital. Stay tuned as we uncover what made Padre Pio one of the most extraordinary saints of our time. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today is the last day to partake in something special. Tomorrow, on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death, your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can join at the end of the video. Tomorrow is a very special day, the feast of Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, whom we all lovingly know as Padre Pio. He once said, "I will make more noise dead than alive," and how true that has proven to be. Since his death 57 years ago, Padre Pio has continued to touch countless lives. So today, in honor of our beloved saint, I want to share some reflections on the greatness of Padre Pio and what makes him so relevant even today. Let's begin. I'd like to start by stating that Padre Pio is a gift from God to mankind. Throughout history, God has given us many undeserved gifts for the salvation of souls, and Padre Pio is one of them. At a time when atheism and communism were on the rise, God sent a poor, humble friar living on a mountain somewhere in Italy who seemed to possess abilities beyond human understanding. Instead of allowing the world to sink deeper into disbelief and materialism, God sent Padre Pio as his messenger to proclaim to all of humanity, God exists. He is the master of the universe, he can move mountains if he wishes, and he can cure the incurable. Which brings us to my second point. Padre Pio's life was marked by numerous well-documented miracles and healings. These unexplainable events number in the thousands. As I once told a friend, even if there had been only one undeniable miracle, Padre Pio would still be worth looking into. But there wasn't just one. How could this humble friar, whom so many knew personally, perform such extraordinary deeds if not by God's grace? He visited the four corners of the world without ever leaving his convent. He saved his town from bombing during World War II. He performed countless healings, and most importantly, he converted hearts without ever preaching a single homily. Which brings us to my third point. Padre Pio astonished everyone, believers and non-believers alike. No one left his presence unchanged. He was known for his ability to read souls in confession, often revealing sins that penitents had forgotten or purposely omitted. The rumor of this remarkable gift drew in many skeptics, and as many of you following our channel know, these encounters often led to true lifelong conversions. Many were left speechless by his miracles, with no choice but to accept the reality of God's existence and the truthfulness of our Catholic faith. But more than his miracles, what makes Padre Pio the saint for our time is the challenge he presents. In an era where Christian values are often dismissed as outdated or irrelevant, Padre Pio stands firm. He preaches modesty against modern fashions, defends the sanctity of marriage, and fearlessly condemns abortion. He acts as a courageous surgeon, ready to use the scalpel of severity to cut away moral disease. His commitment to traditional Catholic doctrine without compromise serves as a powerful example for us all. He called people back to the core tenets of the faith, reminding us that the truth of the gospel does not change with the times. In conclusion, Padre Pio's very existence was a testament to God's loving intervention in our world. His life was a living sermon, more eloquent than words could ever be. His extraordinary abilities challenge our understanding of what is possible and remind us that with God, nothing is impossible. His miracles weren't isolated events. They were daily occurrences that revealed the divine power working through him. And even now, decades after his death, he continues to make noise, inspiring faith and devotion in countless souls around the world. It's truly incredible to consider how many lives have been touched, healed, and transformed through his presence and intercession. Speaking of intercession, let's conclude today's video with a prayer to Saint Padre Pio, entrusting ourselves to his care. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O glorious Saint Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, the saint of this new millennium, you are our friend, consoler of our soul, and help of us sinners. You understand us so well, for you know what it means to suffer. To you we entrust our well-being and that of our loved ones. To you we entrust our spirit, that we may be able to endure the pains we carry in our heart. To you we entrust the request of presenting our souls to the Virgin of Grace to obtain eternal salvation from the Lord. Welcome us under your protection, defend us from the snares of evil, and above all, intercede for us before the Most High, so that through the forgiveness of sins we may persevere in doing good. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.